We came to Senegal to get a first-hand look at the related problems of poverty, misdevelopment, and lack of affordable, reliable energy. We saw some infuriating things, we saw some inspiring things, we saw some heartbreaking things. But we also saw what's wrong and how to fix it so that these people can have a brighter future.
We do know that right now there is up to 3 million people in the world dying out of indoor air pollution alone. This is people who are energy poor. They're doing this because they're energy poor.
We're part of a grid which is not even reliable, but it's super expensive. Remember when I told you we don't have access to affordable, reliable, and abundant energy? Yeah, we're dealing with that. Access to AC, thanks to affordable, reliable, abundant energy sources, has raised the IQ of Singaporeans by at least 3 points. I would challenge everybody in here, anywhere around the world, to go and try to do math problems and certain things in 100 degrees constantly for hours. You come back and you tell me what you're able to do.
The statue shows these Africans escaping from things that are trying to hold them back. One of those now is a new green kind of imperialism in which do-gooders in Western countries are working very hard to deny Africans the ability to develop the energy resources that will make a true, indigenous, lasting and meaningful renaissance possible on this continent.
So I think it's time that people understand that this is exactly what energy does for our lives. And so for me, that's, you know, what is at stake right now. The solution to poverty is prosperity. What are those two recipes I have come to found? On one end, it's freedom, especially economic freedom. So this freedom to enterprise. And on the other end, is access to affordable, reliable, abundant energy.